Hi, Christian here. This is Chris Talks. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while since I recorded in my room studio. For the past episodes, I've been recording in the office and I don't have my recording tools with me. So I want to apologize for the audio on my previous episodes. It was, I don't know. Anyways, it's my last week in my current job and I could say that I'm so proud of myself for being the representative officer who worked during the pandemic to start up a branch office here in the Philippines. So technically, I am employed in the UK. But I am here in the Philippines to start up a branch office. It was a rough road because I started working when pandemic started. Like I was hired February 2020. So working remotely at first was so hard, but I managed it and I was able to have our business registration in place last 2020. I really enjoyed working with digital barriers. I was able to work anytime I wanted. So doing my other activities at daytime were never really a big problem for me. Like I had also my part-time job in the afternoon and a freelance job at night. I was a live streamer at night. Yes. And there were so many good things started during pandemic despite of the challenges. And we've learned a lot from the experiences. And I also learned something new this week. So have you heard of pursuer-withdrawer relationship? And I've learned about this on TikTok. There was this one influencer who made a video about the pursuer and withdrawer relationship. And I got curious, what kind of relationship is this? You know, because I just firstly heard it on TikTok. So, we might not have noticed it before, but it seems that when I did the research, it is already present in all kind of relationships and we are not aware of it. And this is regardless if you are hetero or a same-sex relationship, this kind of relationship is already present. And we have to go over with this kind of relationship. Let's go with pursuer and withdrawer. So first, let's start with a theory based on attachment theory by John Bowlby and Mary Ainsworth. It is based on the concept of a mother and a child relationship in the 1900s. Then it was developed into an adult attachment styles by Dr. Sue Johnson, Mario Michelinzer, and Philip Shaver. So the theory says, there are three ways we attach to a person. One is anxious, that's the pursuer. Avoidant, that's withdrawer. And disorganized, the rapid switching between the two. But we will only talk about the anxious and avoidant attachment or the pursuer and withdrawer relationship. So let's talk about pursuer. So basically, they are anxious. From the word itself, anxious attachment. So they are an anxious people. So they can sense the feeling of disconnection, even if it's a really just tiny moment or a tiny issue. They can easily feel or can easily feel emotions on it. And as a pursuer, that person tends to fix that feeling right away. Like when they felt something, it was just one snap and they would do anything to fix it. They will try to resolve any issues involved that may cause disconnection with their partner. And sometimes pursuer demands answers. Pursuer is also an overthinker. Like they feel like they are doing most of the job and their partner doesn't give back. They usually long for more emotional connection from their partners. And for withdrawers, they are typically suppress and numbing out bad feelings that they don't feel they can resolve or fix. They usually dismiss the issue, shutting down, or just walking away to avoid conflict. They feel the need to protect themselves and that they can't identify their feelings or emotions right away. Like they need to be alone. They are more, I mean, withdrawer are the type of people who you tend to do not show their feelings or their emotions to others. They just keep it in themselves and then just avoid conflict, just walk away to any kind of arguments with their partner. And usually they tend to be in an argument, they're just standing there very quietly and just listen to you with the kind of arguments with your partner. However, there are certain things to avoid, such as destructive cycle of pursuer-withdrawer relationship. For a pursuer, they should be attentive to their behaviors. Like they need to assess themselves first before reassuring from others. Sometimes you need to know the reason why your partner feels disconnected from you, because sometimes you need to know the reason why your partner feels disconnected. Sometimes it's just about you. You know, you're doing something that may feel your partner uncomfortable. So you need to have an open communication with your partner. Like, be specific with your emotions and feelings, with what your needs, so your partner will understand where are you coming from. So state the needs, state the things that you need, the emotions that you need, the kind of physical, the kind of love language that you need. You have to be open with your partner. So state what is your needs in a relationship, so something like that. So the most important is that your partner would understand you as a person, your behavior, your values, all of it. Your partner should know about it. So you have to state it clearly with your partner. State your intentions, state what's happening in your mind, what is your current or emotions, you know. You have to be open with that. And for a withdrawer, you should also assess yourself. Just like with the pursuer, they need to assess themselves. Also, you as a withdrawer, you should also assess yourself. So you have to identify your behaviors. Like what will make you feel stress or worry? What will make you feel happy or what will make you cheer you up? Learning to identify your behaviors will make it easier for your partner to understand you easily. Because if you keep on ignoring even yourselves, your partner will also have a hard time to understand and you will feel disconnected with your partner. Learn to label your feelings. Show your emotions. Do not hide. Again, communicate with your partner whatever is your feeling at the moment. Learn to reach out to your partner if you feel uncomfortable. Again, the best way for a better relationship is for the both of you to have a solid communication. Again, the pursuer and withdrawer kind of attachment leads to a destructive or negative cycle in a relationship. It always goes with a conflict. And because the pursuers are the anxious type of person, and then the withdrawers are the type of person that they don't like to share things. So if this kind of cycle of this kind of relationship keeps on happening, then there will be a constant conflict or issue between you and your partner. So that's why we are trying to avoid the pursuer and withdrawer kind of relationship. Not really avoiding it, but we have to manage our emotions, our behaviors. We need to, you know, break the negative cycle within this kind of attachment. Because again, as I said, this kind of attachment, the pursuer and withdrawer, always leads to a conflict. So we have to resolve this. And by doing that, as I said earlier, as a pursuer and a withdrawer, you have to assess yourselves. You have to assess your behaviors and learn to manage it. And communication is the best tool for that. All right. But there is what we call secure attachment, which partners can trust each other even when they don't agree on several things. They appreciate their differences and uniqueness. They can even embrace separation or connection and still feel secured with their relationships. I think I would like to commend the kind of relationship with Ann Curtis and Irwan Yusuf. I really idolize their kind of relationship because both of them are doing their separate ways, like they're doing their separate jobs. You know, they're living independently, but still, you know, they find time to really communicate and to have a solid foundation of their relationship. And until now, look at them right now, they're really solid. And I think that's because with their uniqueness, their differences, they embrace it both. Like what kind of job Ann Curtis have or Irwan Yusuf has, you know, both of them are really different people. Like they have their different jobs and still they manage to work along together and build a better relationship, a stable kind of relationship. So I think that once you have this a secure attachment thing with your partner, you will have a solid foundation and a better relationship. And regardless of any challenges, both of you will be able to talk about the issues and solve the issues. Partners will be able to engage to a conversation where they will feel validated and respected. So, what is your role in this case? Are you a pursuer or a withdrawer? So, if you're gonna ask me if I am a pursuer or a withdrawer, I think I would go with both. You know, I think I'm a Libra, so I think I manage to balance out emotions and feelings, and I balance out things. So I sometimes became a pursuer. I am also a withdrawer. So if I am a pursuer, I really try to fix things immediately before it bursts out into a more conflict or a more complicated issue. And as a withdrawer, I tend to listen always to whatever you would say to me. And I try to manage my emotions and also tell you what I feel in that emotion. I mean, feel in that case or in that issue. So I think for me as Libra, I think that's an advantage for me because in this kind of relationship, I am both. I could be a pursuer or a withdrawer. And it really depends on the issue or the case or the scenario. So if I think that I have the problem or I am the problem in the relationship, I intend to really speak out or communicate with my partner and say the things that I feel like wrong, or you know, I always believe in communication really. So I think that's a good thing. So being in this scenario, in this kind of relationship, you really, really learn. You really need to learn to communicate well and express your feelings, but at the same time, managing your emotions, your behaviors. You still need to respect your partner when you're communicating, and you don't need to invalidate your partner's opinion or your feelings. All right? So, whatever is your role in this kind of relationship, learn to manage your emotions and communicate. I think the best tool for a better relationship is still communication. And right now, I am just so happy, thanks to you. You know who you are. Anyways, this has been your host, Christian, and wishing everyone a happy life and feeling loved every day. Thank you for tuning again to my podcast, and I hope to see you again next time here on Chris Talks. Goodbye. Love you.